Welcome to a very special episode. Oh, it's not even really an episode of the Crossing Zebras podcast, but we are here live in Harper recording this, and we decided, a few of us from the podcasting community, to sit down and record something together. So obviously, I am Xander Fina from the number one CCB certified podcast in EVE Online history, sponsored, as always, by the fantastic guys at EVE Bet. Going around the table, we have...
Nine, editor-in-chief of Crossing Zebras.
We have...
Otakashawa, replacement for Xander Fina as the host of Crossing Zebras.
So much better.
We have...
Otto Bismarck, host of EVE Down Under.
We have...
Ninja Turtle, co-host of Declarations of War. Spurg, you little waffle!
Woo! And finally...
Bam Stryker from EVE Down Under, EVE Bet... And VDD, Pandemic Legion.
RBB
ganked now, apparently.
Yeah. I think everybody's from everywhere these days.
He gets around.
We're just doing a quick little record. It's the Saturday of FanFest. We've just all came out of the closing keynote. And we thought we'd just record something fast and dirty before all getting showered and changed and heading to the party at the top of the world.
Because
we're nerds. We're
all together.
We were going to do something last night, and I think I tried really hard to get everybody together, but everybody else got super drunk.
Before and I stayed, or after you fell asleep, first standing up in one of our apartments.
I stayed totally sober trying to make this happen last night, and everybody else got super drunk, and so it didn't happen.
I think the only person who can find innocence is like CCP Mimic or something. Like,
no, it's Bam Stroker.
It's your fault?
No, Bam Stroker went home like after FanFest finished to organize EVE Down Under stuff. And he woke up in the morning and he's like, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of us like rolled in and wanted to die from 9 o'clock.
No, it was really great getting up, getting around to everyone going, hi friends, how are you today? And they're like, fuck off.
So how many, who here's first FanFest?
I am first FanFest.
Otto's first FanFest. Everybody else has done it before.
Neither
and Otto are both
well.
First time. Wow. Both FanFest versions. The rest of us are old hands.
The rest of us somehow still have livers.
What did we think? I guess this is more for the guys that have done it before. What do we think about this FanFest compared to previous ones?
That's actually really hard to judge, because for me, FanFest has like really, really changed my personal experience. Never mind what CCP's plans are, but my personal experiences have evolved a lot over the years. My first FanFest, I was just some nerd walking around, checking it out.
You still are.
Starry-eyed.
Still are.
That still applies. But by the second FanFest, I was a bit more involved in the community with EVE Down Under. And by this FanFest, I'm a lot more involved in the community with EVE Down Under, EVE Bet, and things like that. So in terms of the quality of the presentation and the overall event, I'm going to say it's maintained its high quality. But I don't know how much of the differences I've detected throughout the years are because of things that CCP have done or things that I have done. So
I can actually speak to that. Before I do that, though, can we just reflect on EVEbet being like a part of the community, like servicing our gambling addiction?
I just need
like
to say
that's your community involvement, really. Thanks, great. Yeah.
We're like big tobacco.
I won a billion ISK on the player dev soccer match, and for some reason, players were odds favorite. So it's what is going on there?
I can just say, so this is my second FanFest, and I was here last year for like the huge to-do and all that craziness. Not as crazy as the year before with the 10th anniversary. But the thing for this year that was really cool for me was that sort of being settled in with a group of close friends, and FanFest was really chill this year.
It was really chill this
year.
It was,
everything ran seamlessly on CCP's side. There was nary a hiccup.
I was speaking to CCP Rise about that.
That I saw your average attendee. Like, I'm not doing the EVE TV stuff or anything. So, you know, from not behind the scenes, stuff was good.
I spoke to CCB Rise about that, and he said that for him, this is far and away the best organized FanFest yet. I mean, we had the things like the pre-registration, the fact that you weren't queuing for 4 hours on the Thursday, things like that.
Little things. The Harpa never felt overcrowded this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Second biggest FanFest ever, I think it was, they said, and Harpa never felt like
it was full enough.
It was amazing. Yeah. I would love to have 500 more people here. There's plenty of room, but it never felt uncomfortable. And last year, it was a little bit... just things weren't quite as smooth, and so this year was choice.
I don't think it smelled as bad this year either. Really, it wasn't as ripe as it was last year, for sure.
Probably something to do with Chimera not being here.
Wow.
But that's shots fired.
Or Jeg Elsker.
This is rude zebras now, apparently.
Here's something I want to talk to you guys about, because you're all fairly prominent members of the community and talk about the game so much.
Okay? Space Guilds and whatnot.
No. Indeed. So, something that was picked up on in the EVE keynote, something that Helmar mentioned, was the fact that There was going to be less hype. Like they're still going to promise things, and they're still going to be cool things to show us at FanFest. But like they're not maybe going to go full retard like they've done before, you know, and promise the world, and players get upset when it doesn't happen and that. So I really like that side of it. But obviously, the other side to that coin is that there's maybe not quite as much hype as there was perhaps after previous keynotes. Did you guys feel that? Was there a feeling that like it was maybe? I don't want to say more muted, but it was a different feeling keynote this year. Did you think?
I felt like the hype was believable this year.
Yeah, yeah.
In other years, we've seen, you know, like the Future Vision trailer and all that cool stuff is really sort of aspirational. And everything we've heard this year is something that feels tangible and visceral. The talk about structures is very clear that that's like already underway. That's not, hey, you know what would be cool is if. Such it used to be. Yeah.
That's something that I took away from FanFest last year, is that they put that sick trailer up from FanFest last year, and at the end it was this Stargate turning on. And then there was nothing for the entire year other than Seagull's roadmap. And then this year we got here, and it was very, very early on you had CCP Nullarbor come on the stage and be like, this is our plan for structures. It's going to be these types of structures doing these types of things, with a very definite, this is where we're going. We're not there yet, but this is what we're thinking. And taking that away, it's like, it's going to be awesome.
So do we think they're getting the balance point right between hyping off stuff that players want? Because, you know, we want to hear about cool, shiny new shit at FanFest. Are they getting the balance right between giving us that and then...
You should always hype, like, what you're doing, right? Like, you shouldn't just, like, keep things quiet because you're afraid of, like, hyping people up. Like, hype is one of the most powerful tools you, like, have when you're dropping a new feature. Like, get people excited about it, wanting to try it. But, like, you have to deliver, like, on the promise. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, I was a little, like, confused because it's, like, rip hype. Like, where's hype going? You know, we need to be hyped about stuff. You just need to, like, follow through. Don't, like, not get us excited about features. Tantalize us with stuff. But don't give us 100%. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, but on the other hand, it's a lot more difficult this year because it's the first time it's during the 6-week release cycle, right? So you don't have the big release coming out. You don't have any clear thing to hype people up about.
So, like on that angle, what was your thought? Because This Is Eve is, I think we all agree, like the best Eve trailer ever, and arguably, in my opinion, the best video game trailer ever. It's just amazing. What did you think about the Emergent Threats trailer then?
The third or the fifth time we saw it.
We saw all the trailers quite a few times. I liked the trailer. I thought it was really cool that people from the community were in it again. That's a good idea. That's been coming back. One of my alliance mates was even in it. You should have seen his face when his voice came on the screen.
There's been some pretty mixed feedback on the trailer.
So I can say, as a person who... So the trailer focused on PvE, fundamentally, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
on
yeah,
lore
yeah.
and PvE.
It's a narrative lore
the
PvE
trailer. Focused
trailer.
On lore,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The trailer.
Well,
focused
and
on lore.
And but engaging with sleepers and drifters is a PvE action as well. It's a lore PvE hybrid.
Yeah.
And that's 0% of what I do in EVE. And so that trailer didn't, like, get me pumped to go log in for the next, like, year... But yeah. At the same time, it also did fill in blanks, and it told Eve's story in a more compelling way than Eve's story has been told before, and it deserves credit for that.
So I definitely heard a mixed response, and I'm wondering how much of it is hangover from This Is Eve, and how much is it the actual quality of the trailer in and of itself.
Well, this is one thing I'll say about This Is Eve is like it's visually stunning, cinematically stunning, but I don't think it's like 100% accurate to what like. Real gameplay is. So we look at it as people that play the game and we see that something that's like really visually enticing, beautiful, things we understand of how it actually works. But I sometimes wonder, like, are new players going to see that and get
I think they're conscious of that, but on the one hand they have to create a visually appealing trailer. There are certain norms when you're creating a trailer when you have to put forward your most sort of your most appealing side, and they make it very cinematic. But it's almost as though at the end of the trailers, kind of CCP acknowledge that a bit, because at the very, very end, they flash up a whole series of screens where they have overlays on, and they have the red boxes, and they have the windows, you know? So just to sort of, like, suggest that there's more that we're not showing.
To be fair, this trailer was the closest they've ever gotten to showing what actually goes on when you're playing the
yes.
game.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the
so
only
having,
thing...
I've spoken to a lot of new players who have come in to even after having seen that and sort of... Yeah, okay, I get it. I can see I can get into this kind of gameplay.
Mm. So I think most players are experienced enough playing games to know that when they look at a trailer, they see a certain representation of the game, but then they know when they play the game, they're going to see a HUD or they're going to see,
literally,
you know,
the
like,
only thing it was
prompts.
Missing was a socket closure, right?
and time dilation.
Yeah. Now, before we move too far along, though, I want to just quickly come back to like one or two points ago where we were talking about whether CCP is getting the height, the balance of height,
sure,
and delivering right. And I'm gonna say, like, I think you also have to take into account when you're sort of evaluating that sort of balance is the fact that I think, generally speaking, right now the community is a lot more receptive than they have been in the last year or two. Because particularly since like Seagull stepped up with their roadmap and with the increased release cadence, CCP have actually been delivering. We've seen progress. We've seen them like making good on promises. So now we're perhaps a little less cynical when they start to do a bit of hype, and I think that helps get it through.
We've seen them deliver on the things that Seagull and that CCP as a company said 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That seemed, I mean, some of, not all. I still haven't talked at all about building our own Stargates or blowing up stations in a substantive way. But we've seen CCP deliver on the quality of life.
Mm.
We've seen CCP deliver on the visual. We've seen CCP deliver on the community engagement. And we've seen CCP begin slowly to deliver on enhanced communication.
Mm.
And those are sort of all the underpinnings for us that make EVE players willing to trust CCP in a big way again. We trusted a little and after some rough days, and I think we're ready to trust a lot.
We're ready to love again. I mean, it's really what it's done, right?
We were all out of love.
So, Naiden, you're one. This is your first fan fest.
Yep.
What was the coolest thing for you this week?
The coolest thing this week was so far was the roundtable. So we had two roundtables for Low Set Tours.
Yeah, okay.
And my buddy Dracon, shout out to Dracon, was able to record both roundtables. It's something the guys from my community have been asking for, like, every year. It's my first fan fest, so I'm quite overwhelmed with everything. I can't really give you a good judgment, but for me,
it's intense, isn't it?
It's quite intense, but that's your fault, isn't it?
No, it's in Harper.
There's in Harper, you know. I mean, and there is, you
what's
know,
this shit? There's not intense.
That was such a bad pun.
Ladies and gentlemen of the audience, we would like to apologize for the horrible jokes from the south on the equator.
Unfortunately, Bam pays our checks, so we have to have him here. So we're really sorry about that.
We also have to laugh at his jokes.
I was going
to
say, that's going to cost you more EVE sponsorship right there, I can tell you. He's now doing the Making It Rain sign, which also doesn't work particularly well in a podcast format.
It also doesn't work when there's nothing in his hands.
Really?
I didn't get any, like, you know, there's two beer tokens on the table, and he could have picked those up and made two beer tokens rain, but didn't even do that.
Where's the EVE bet codes from Vegas, buddy?
Oh, yeah, I know, right? I gave them all away in Vegas, and there's someone stole about 300 of them, too.
Yeah, I know.
Motherfuckers.
There was, like, definitely a different rhythm this year, right? Like, so if you guys were here last year, like, you go into Thursday and basically you're just building momentum the whole time till 5 o'clock on Saturday. And this year it really felt, and maybe it was part of the eclipse, like, kind of really shutting down Friday in a big way, but like it really felt like you just kind of burst all your momentum on Thursday because you got all that keynote information, right, with how they redesigned the keynotes. And then Friday was like, and then Saturday really just kind of felt like it limped along into the final keynote. There was definitely like a completely different rhythm than last year, and I don't think it's like a good balance of the rhythm because it felt a little heavier on a Thursday.
I'd love to see a breakdown of and maybe they didn't have as, you know, a crazy amount to talk about this year or something. I would love to. I mean, we didn't see anything huge. We saw a lot of little details come out about Valkyrie, but we didn't see all of a sudden Valkyrie's a game, which was like what we had last year. I would love to see sort of a way for CCP to share stuff with us, say in an afternoon or evening, and spend the next day talking about it. And then at the end of that day, they're going to say, now we're going to talk about Valkyrie, and spend the next day talking about that. Or some sort of balance between saving everything for Saturday night and blowing your load on Thursday evening.
Yeah. That's exactly what it felt like.
I think, though, as well, like when I was talking to, like, say, Ryze and Fozzy, is that something that's really frustrating from their perspective is that people want to talk about stuff, and they're like, you have to wait for the keynote. You have to wait for the keynote.
Yeah.
And then, so then, like, they got their keynotes out of the way. They got their vision out of the way. And then everyone else can spend the weekend, essentially, talking about that and going to the roundtables knowing what the vision is.
So were any of you actually on the Structures roundtable?
Oh, wasn't at the roundtable.
Roundtable, no. Presentation,
presentation,
yes.
Roundtable,
so
no.
I'm very interested in, I wasn't able to get into that roundtable because it was full when I got there, but I'm very interested to hear on how that went, because people were able to attend roundtables a lot more, with a lot more informed this year from the keynote first, a lot of information going in. They know about FuzzySolve, you know, coming here, they're able to discuss all these new developments with CCP in a different way than they have been able to in the past.
Yeah, well, because they've completely front-loaded it all now.
Exactly. So,
but I didn't go to that roundtable either.
Yeah.
I mean, there's even though there's a lot of really good content, a lot of it's competing for your attention because there are simultaneous roundtables and presentations. And some of us had responsibilities this weekend on as Eve TV player presenters, and I apologize to anyone listening for who had to watch me on television.
I do not apologize for having the best player presentation of the week. So, yeah,
I apologize for forgetting to apply to be an Eve TV presenter, and thus subjecting all of you to these assholes.
Yes. I apologize for allegedly grabbing my junk on the street.
Did you guys do the group thigh rub after Bob Mon came?
No, we couldn't because they cut to a close shot of Mimic's face.
But Xander did do something.
We had what?
There were rumors that Twitch chat was burning up with the player presenters rubbing their legs. So I may have decided to rub my leg or twice the final time I was on stream.
Is that because you're jonesing or what?
Obviously, man. Obviously.
I haven't sucked a dick in 24 hours.
Wow. It was quite funny.
Unbelievable.
It was quite funny, the last time Bob Mon was on, he got like some mega leg rub going where he started at like the top of his thigh and ended up halfway down his shin. And we were losing our shit in the green room just watching him go, like, what the hell is he doing?
I'm sorry, green room, it's like one tier up. It's like some couches and a mini fridge.
Well, it needs a name.
Don't talk your shit up too much.
let's call it base camp, because it's like halfway up the mountain.
I'll give you that. I like base camp.
We're going to have to take some photos of base camp or base the green camp room, because currently it's just covered in drinks filled with scotch. Mm.
So, okay, so obviously we're going to spend a lot of time talking about how great FanFest has been, because we're here and you kind of get into the spirit of it, and you know.
Yeah.
But what did they get wrong this FanFest, in your opinion? Bam's got something.
Everybody's raising their hands.
I'm going to say that I do not like what they did with the charity.
The charity dinner was horrendous.
I mean,
139 euros. It's unbelievable.
It feels shitty to say that because the money did go to charity.
Yeah.
But the fact is, the last two FanFests I've came with, the charity dinner has been just that. You sit down in a big room with lots of tables. You eat a
feels
delicious
very formal
meal.
And correct for the value of the ticket you're paying. You get
great food.
It's in a lovely venue. Mm-hmm. What happens is, at the charity dinner, there's 8 seats at each table normally. And you find you'll be six players and 2 devs. And each course, the devs move around, which means you know you're always talking to new devs all the time. It's a lovely
and just to be clear, like most of the money they make is because you still pay for all your booze, and we buy a fucking lot of booze.
Yeah, so this year
it's not like we're being tight asses complaining that we didn't get dinner and like the orphans are.
But we pretty much
didn't
get dinner though.
I mean that's
the thing. This year's we went for a drink at CCP's offices. We were in and out of there in like 10 minutes. It was very quick. We got a glass of champagne and we toasted the charity, which is a local children's hospital. Fantastic cause. And then we went downstairs next to CCP's headquarters. Is a maritime museum, or is it a natural history museum? Sorry,
it's a maritime museum.
And we went down there and they've got a big room and it was glorified finger food.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even that great finger food.
It wasn't as conversational to me. Because you sit down at your table at the old dinners and you have a whole bunch of people with you, and over the course of the night you get to know a bunch of new players and talk about Eve and things like that with them, because you almost get seated randomly as it happens, because you just show up and take the first available seat and the devs rotate with you. Standing around in the hall with the... there's a lot of thigh rubbing going on. dicks for everyone. Excuse me. So, and standing around in the hall, like, eating finger food and snacks, people tended just to sort of, like, coagulate in their normal groups, and there wasn't as much sort of mingling and...
One of the great things is you're forced to interact with different people, and that's, like, you meet some of the best people that way, and you have some of the best conversations, because you're taking out your comfort zone. You're not forced to be, you know what I mean? Like, you might end up sitting with a dev that you probably wouldn't have perhaps picked to sit next to, and some of those guys are amazing, you know what I mean? And
you wouldn't know
Whereas this one, you did tend to find people cliqued.
Well, anyway, I'm going to stop pitching out charity for orphans
now. You put the CCP guys on a pedestal, right? Because, like, they're yeah, they're not like pleb status, right? I guess for lack of a better word.
Yeah, like
but
Niden.
You forget.
Niden, no,
yeah, bitch.
The only person.
Boom, bitch.
Angry.
Niden being, of course, the only person not affiliated with the best alliance in the game.
But so I feel bad. There's like five PLs.
You put him on a pedestal to the point sometimes where you forget that they're just like human beings, and like people like Fozzy and Punctuarus like really bring that. Like bring that home. They're just like have human beings that are like happy to interact with people and having fun.
Punctuarus proposed to me this fan fest, so I mean,
I didn't know bigamy was legal in Iceland.
I didn't know fucking cows was legal in Iceland. That's Taka, by the way, not Punctuarus. Punctuarus is amazing, but Taka's, you know, a great big fat horrible man. So yeah, that's where I was going there.
Who almost took his pants off right now just to qualify.
Welcome back, listeners. We're sorry for that brief technical interruption. Nothing interesting was said in that last moment. You didn't miss anything too scandalous at all.
I think something that I actually feel for some of the devs like Fozzy and Rise and Guard is they have such essentially a rock star status within the ETH community that like people would just constantly be walking up to like Fozzy and Rise and be like, oh, don't do this, or you should do this, or do this, right? And it's like, there'd be, like, no opportunity for them to just chill out and have some beers and hang out.
Seven-ups.
It would totally be, it would just be Eve, from whenever they got here into whenever they went home and went to bed. And, like, I don't know, when I was, like, chilling out with Fozzy, I was like, hey, man, how's it going? Like, and he's like, good. He's like, and then just, like, talking regular random shit rather than Eve.
Yeah. And that's... sorry, on you go now.
I made a point of not talking about Eve with Fozzy when we asked on the pub call yesterday. Just because that was happening the whole time. Nerds were coming up to him and, oh, I'm so glad you fixed that. Oh, why did you not fix that other thing? I talked to him about other stuff. But, yeah, he was pestered the whole time.
I just saw Rise as we were hanging out here getting set up for this. And... he's just wrecked, like stone cold sober, very professional, but it's just brutal to have to be on duty for three, four.
He was on duty last night. He didn't know how to party.
He's got that dead behind the eyes look, exactly. Like a chick that's been
there's
making
a thousand
porn
yard
for 15
years. I've seen some shit. Look.
Let's be honest. He usually has that look, anyways. But
oh, that's harsh.
It was funny being stone cold sober last night, watching everybody get drunk. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
That's what happened.
You think you're lame? I was asleep by 10:30.
Niden and I will make sure that accompanying this post on Crossing Zebras, there's a picture that I have of Xander, who fell asleep while standing.
That's not exactly what happened.
Leaning up against a mirror in a bathroom.
Well, that's how zebras sleep, isn't it?
It is.
I wasn't drunk. I was tired from looking for you guys to do record a fucking podcast. That's all it was. You know what I mean?
I think we should actually clarify this, right? So Xander and I were walking from like the second pub to the third pub, and I told him that I didn't bring the condenser mic. And he's like, oh, we should totally go get it. And he wasn't completely shit-faced at this point. He was only partially shit-faced. So then I went and got it.
Don't remember that conversation.
I went back to my hotel room and I got it. And then I didn't find C. Xander again for about 2 hours and two more pubs. And he walks up to me and goes, Otto, you got to come dance on the fucking stage with me, man. It's going to be so fucking awesome. Yeah. And that was Xander.
Did you find some methamphetamine? In the
I may have been lying around. I may have been slightly tipsy last night.
I
may have been merrily socially inebriated.
You were totally Toba last night.
And I think it's interesting because, I mean, I realise this is an obvious thing to say, but like, Eve is a game about relationships with other people. It's a social game. You know, and actually you find that all the spaceship nonsense is, it's essentially a veneer. It's a game about interacting with other people, and FanFest, I guess, is like the natural endpoint of that, because you're sitting down in a room with other people, passing around bottles of 7-Up and putting vodka.
Point of order, that wasn't vodka, that was scotch that just went in the 7-Up. Wow.
We're out of Pepsi because it's being used to hold the microphone iPad.
We need to get some photos of like this is the best recording setup in the world.
Shout out to CCP Mimic.
We literally had CCP Mimic as the tech for this recording.
CCP Mimic's Kindle or iPad Mini is literally holding up our mic right now.
I've been running running around all week with a Bluetooth selfie stick.
What
it's been fantastic.
Honest to fuck, it's for reals, he brought a fucking selfie stick.
If you didn't,
we beat the shit out of him.
If you didn't think he looked Asian enough,
it looks like a selfie stick.
One of many benefits to being a member of Body Count Inc. is that no one's active enough to purge me.
10 out of 10.
Wow.
He's got the selfie stick out.
Yeah, I do.
Look,
he's going to take a recording
selfie. Look how quickly he set it up, too. Jesus.
Can I be in this selfie?
Oh, no, he's all about it. We just took a photo. This doesn't make for a great podcast, to be honest.
No, you can put the photo on just under the player.
Yeah, we can make that happen.
But he didn't get the table and the microphone.
Oh, yeah, I did.
So before we go...
There's our mic stand. We're good.
I'm going to try and get this. I'm going to try and get this into some more
beat
order.
Beat it into shape.
I'm going to try and get this beaten into shape.
Beat it like an
Asian
money.
I don't want to spend too much longer talking about the negative stuff. Did anybody else have anything that they didn't like about this fan fest before we move on to talk about the positive stuff?
I'll be brutally honest. I didn't spend a lot of time pumped up to blow up spaceships this fan fest. The big reveal this fan fest was a structure revision, and while desperately necessary for 10 years. And I'm deeply in love with many of the things I saw and the potential to abuse many of the things I saw. I didn't see, like, and this is how you're going to kill structure. You know, like, there was not a moment where I never had goosebumps in a session about a new way to be evil.
I think.
And what I love about Eve is that ability, and I missed that.
Well, I think last year I was obviously sitting at home watching the stream, and like when you saw that FanFest video and the avatar jump in to this massive engagement and beat the shit out of a piece of shit hell, right? You just like fuck yeah.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I joked about it a little bit because it was like you learned to love again. But that was really like how I felt last FanFest is like Andy got up there and she showed us a whole bunch of shit that needed to be done.
Andy being CCB Seagull.
Yeah, CCB Seagull. And you go in there and you just get that like overwhelming feeling of like, I am so fucking pumped to be part of this community now. And we didn't really have any like big like emotional explosions like that in any of the keynotes.
So what's
really.
I mean, we're all, the five of us here that are all Waffles or PL, we're obviously all in 0.0 predominantly. What's the low sec vibe from this fan fest? And from the, because I mean, there's a lot of column entries, there's a lot of words, a lot of paragraphs being written and talked about the fact that no sec's fucked and it's getting fixed, right? And that's great, but like, what's the vibe like from the low sec guys?
So the low sec guys are wondering, we've been showing all these structures and we're not sure how they're going to work on low sec. It mostly seems to be like with a null sec perspective, we're not sure what kind of functions they'll have for low sec. Actually, a lot more value came out of the roundtables, but there is definitely a feeling that a lot of the focus this year is going to be null sec, you know, for good reason. It's needed to be fixed for quite a few years, but you know, I think people from low sec understand that as well. But there were things that were brought up this year that have been talked about for one or two fan fests already concerning like low sec and factional warfare. So we didn't really see any massive news on that front, but we're mostly wondering how are these structures going to work in low sec, and there was nothing really concrete there.
So looking, one of the things that was interesting to me, and I wish we had one of our other CZ staffers here to talk about this, there's a lot of stuff coming out on the lore side about wormholes, and sort of the wormhole world is leading the next generation of Eve's story and Eve's development in a way that the Empire's used to. And we saw that with the trailer, that our new trailer this fan fest is all about sleepers and drifters, and what do you guys feel about that, sort of bringing that wormhole world, which has always been so separate and distinct, sort of more into the forefront of the Eve community and mind space?
I think, I don't know, like I you look at, say, like a few years ago when Incursions came out, and it was really exciting that it's like these new types of rats to shoot, and then, but most of, like, say, our community, being PL and whatnot, Tucker, is about shooting each other, right? And the drifters just don't feel like they fit into our little piece of the world where we love to shoot each other in the face. We love to set these massive, elaborate traps where, you know, like, supers and titans are logged off in systems.
We love to kill revenants.
We love to kill revenants.
I'm
right?
Not a piece of shit, Grab.
But you know what I mean, Tucker, is that like we spend stupid amounts of effort with OPSEC and spies and stuff to hunt other players. And then it's like, oh yeah, drifters are going to be this huge thing. But we don't shoot drifters. Like, if I saw a drifter, I would fucking run because I know I'm about to get doomsayed in this shit.
And you would get trolled out of the Alliance.
You only have to see one super die to a drifter to know that you're like not supposed to do it.
Well, and that's the thing is, and I totally get that. One of the things that slightly concerned me, I wouldn't say I was disappointed this FanFest with it. As I said earlier, like, you know, about blowing shit up. We're always going to find ways to blow shit up. Having a structure revamp in which every single thing is destructible gives me plenty of raw material. But I do worry a little bit about sort of the raw sort of boots on the ground ship side of EVE. Actually, you know what? Do you have something you want to say about that, man?
Oh, I was just going to remark that I'm not necessarily.
I just get a question.
Can
I just ask this question really quickly first?
Yes, but let me say I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't mean to talk while you're interrupting.
No, it's fine. When was the last time you actually logged in to shoot something?
2008.
And that being a player, not a structure. We're just going to get this.
2006.
Well, I mean,
I just feel like we should like.
Oh, hey, no. Honest answer, it's probably been weeks.
Okay, that's cool.
Weeks in the scale of weeks.
That's all right. Time. I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just trying to inform the.
Not
season.
Trying. It comes naturally. Yeah.
I was going to say, like, the Drifter storyline, I was like, oh, there's a laptop actually going to sleep.
We're good.
But how would we see our point? Okay, cool. I mean,
so, I understand that to somebody who's a NullSec player, who's in sort of like the solve-holding side of the game, who has like a whole bunch of supers and titans that they only log in to move from A to B now.
That's you.
Without shooting things.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point?
You're like, what's in this for me? But I mean, I think it's important, I think it's good that CCP is linking lore a little bit more with the goings on in the game. This is something I mentioned the other day when I was talking on the stream, is that they've, with the new sovereignty system, they brought in the Intosis League, right?
There you go.
Yes.
They could have just snapped their finger. That was going to say nine.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, as you know, that ties in. That gives, I'm guessing, that gives opportunities for people like PL, for example, to there is value there from the drifters there, and with the Intosis League, maybe you can fuck with people in that way.
Yes, and like the more as. Now we're all just quietly wondering how long it's going to be before Xander realizes he's walked away from his laptop and left his Twitter logged in.
Oh, has he?
Oh no!
The first contribution is from Ninja Turtle. Anyway, so what I was going to say was, like, the Intosis Link, for example, like CCP could have literally just snapped their fingers and made that appear by magic, you know, and just say, "This is no
right fucking way."
Serious? Fucking kidding me on? Oh, serious? Mother.
Eve is real.
Please tell me someone retweeted that before he deleted it.
No. I got that shit deleted instantly.
What did retweeted? What's up?
You got to be kidding me.
The truth will come out.
This is why this is the best idea we had pre-fam.
You can't stop the signal, Xander.
I was just phoning my sick daughter. And you guys
is she fully sick or just?
Nah, she's got a bit of a cough.
Oh, okay, right.
She's not. She's not dying.
Actually, maybe fully sick. Just in the
motherfucker. Serious.
Okay.
Maybe we need to drop the pretense that this is any kind of like.
I think we need to stop talking about EVE. Let's actually change gears a little bit.
This is the number one podcast in EVE Online history. You guys need to fucking.
Bullshit.
You guys need to bring it up.
Last week, EVE Down Under was the best podcast in EVE Down Under. How many fucking hits did you have last week? We had over 4,000.
We lost track. let's just change gears. So what makes FanFest special, for me at least, is as much as it's, yeah, we're here to talk about EVE, what makes FanFest truly special are the people. So before we, you know, as we start to get ready to sort of wind this thing down, now that we're like, God, like half an hour in
complete
now,
asses of ourselves.
And seriously going to get wrecked here pretty soon. no.
Yeah, there's a whole bottle of SoCo over there, just FYI.
Let's talk about player experiences, right? Like, what have you guys loved and learned, and what connections have you made this fan fest truly...
Xander tried to get me to have an experience, but I just don't really go that way.
I think, especially in Pandemic Legion, and Taka and Xander will also talk to this. Oh, and Turtle as well. He's part of the Brotherhood. That is like, as soon as you walk into wherever they happen to be drinking at the moment, you're instantly a bro. Like, you were a bro when you landed in Reykjavik. And the hugs and stuff that go out and whatnot. It's like, I'd never met Headliner, but but like, as soon as I walked in, he's like, you're fucking Otto. You're 7 foot tall. It can only be you. Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you are really tall.
It's that instant bromanship that just happens. Yeah, that's all I got. These guys are all playing on their phones.
No, you're totally right, dude. Like, okay, so...
No, but like, you're right. I would come to FanFest if there were no presentations.
So, the first FanFest I ever went to was...
I would.
Was last year? He's keeping me from his laptop. The first FanFest I ever went to last year, I just signed up blind on the PL forums to stay in an apartment with four PL members I happened not to know any of. And I had the best experience I've had in ages. I stayed with those same people again. I've partied with those same people in Vegas and in D.C. twice and other places that I've happened to travel and in Savannah, Georgia and like amazing places. And it is so much about the people. Like if you are wanting Eve to become more than just a hobby for you and become truly a part of your life and have wonderful, amazing people become not just space comrades but actually friends, get on a fucking plane.
Yeah. And the thing
I can't like not even get on a plane. Get like
walk outside, you don't have to go to
go to Eve Meet walk down the street to like any bar where there's an Eve Meet and
absolutely.
It's amazing. We had a DC meet like 2 months ago, set up on Eve Meet, and like we had like 35 people and Sugar Kyle had swag and it was amazing.
I think it's
I don't remember most of it.
I think something like really important that quite recently there was a new player, or not a new player, but a player who'd never organized a meet before. He sent me an email in game and said, look, you've organized a few meets before, like how do you do it, right? And I essentially it's like a three-step process. It's choose where and when you want to drink. Post it on evemeet.net and get the information out there. And if you have like some sort of community that is like, for example, Eve Down Under, like we're an Australian community, so you tell the Eve Down Under guys and they'll make sure they get it out there as best they can as well. And then rock up, all right? And that's it. That's problem solved, right? That is your three-step process to having an Eve Meet. So if there isn't one near you, be that guy and do it.
I've been to Eve Meets that had 5 people, and it was a blast.
They're baller as shit, hey?
Yeah. Cool. I get to know those 5 people really well, and like, it's good. I've spent half this fan fest texting with a dude that I met at a DC Eve meet, at a PL meeting. We just invited like random dudes, and like he and I are good personal friends now. Like, shout out to my bro Bronopoly, you know?
Yeah, I had a conversation earlier today with Nash Kadabba, who's the guy who organizes Eve NT. And we're talking to each other in the context of like as him as the Eve NT organizer and me as the Eve Down Under organizer, talking about our respective events. And he was saying like ours is just basically like a glorified pub meetup. Whereas yours, you have the full thing with the stage and the presentations and all that shit. It's like a E-Vegas or a fan fest. And I'll be the first to admit, like, all the stuff that we do for Eve Down Under in terms of getting the stage, getting the presentations organized, having speakers and all that sort of stuff, that is, like, that is just the carrot to get the nerds to come along. You know, you promise them some devs and there's going to be, like, a format and a structure and stuff like that. At the end of the day, the main part of Eve Down Under or FanFest or Eve Vegas or any event is just getting nerds together.
Yeah, that's it.
Having a few drinks, like talking shit about spaceships. But the thing is, they'll start out talking about spaceships and pretty soon you're talking about you're any showing each other picture of your kids and talking about
that. You'd be surprised how little people actually talk about Eve at FanFest.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
You would be surprised at that.
Yeah. And I was surprised because I haven't been here before and it was just people meeting and you realise that...
Exactly, man.
That's what it's all about, really. And it's just overwhelmed with so many people I was meeting here at FanFest, and like you said, conversations may start, yeah, what did you think about that presentation or something, but you got into personal stuff, you get to know the people.
The conversation will start like that because that's your natural, that's your touchstone.
What's your name and what alliance
is normally the first thing I ask me is, what's your name and who do you fly with, and that's the first thing, and then you just go from there.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to actually coming home and hearing these people again on comms and you know, knowing them a bit more, having met them, you know, that's going to be a different experience, and I'm looking forward to just coming back to the next FanFest and doing it over again.
Absolutely, and I echo that, and it gets interesting when you come, like, if either with friends you had or with friends you make here, and you can do both,
it instantly becomes the situation where almost talking about Eve nonstop is the weird thing to do.
Yeah.
Like the normal people are like talking about, you know, football and
yeah, I mean
like,
it's your opening gambit.
Life.
Like,
yeah, yeah, it's the thing that gets the ball rolling, but then it's never in the conversation.
Something I'd like to hear from Knighton, like obviously five of the six of us here are from a large established alliance. But like you're not from a large established alliance. Like how have you found that Eve and meeting people and like stuff has gone? Because we all have like a WhatsApp group that has like 7,000 messages since we started.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Is it, does it change FanFest when you fly with scrubs?
Wow. Okay, let's just ask this question. Xander, how many kills have you had in the past month?
Like one.
One.
You know what? Yeah. You got more than me.
Zero, but my post one. Count is amazing.
And this is why we should purge VDD. Really.
But it's one of those. It was one of those dank Interbus Moroses. It's a fucking good kill, mate.
That's a good kill, mate.
That's a good kill, mate. But joking aside, sorry.
You might think that I have, and I thought I just have like five or six guys I'd be here with, and of course Dave and everybody else here, but with the ETV crew. But actually, right now there's a 25-man alliance dinner waiting for me. Recording this instead to go to. Yeah.
You can go. Don't worry.
We won't miss you.
You got 1,200 people that are trying to hear.
I just, by the way,
like for reference, the BL dinner had 75 two nights ago, so
and was way more excited.
The day before yesterday, we were having a small house party, just our guys. Turned out, how many people did we?
I will rip the piss out of LoSec forever. However, the Galmill guys had a house party a couple of nights ago, and it was baller as fuck. They had a big penthouse apartment. It was a great party. Big shout out to Juliana Sorter for inviting a bunch of guys to that.
Also,
it was cool.
Also, at that same party, Nash could have a confirmed new CZ stuff. I'm just putting it that way.
He confirmed what, sorry?
He's writing for us now.
Is he?
Yeah, it's confirmed.
Oh, awesome.
Is he going to write as much as I do?
I mean, it's almost confirmed, but pretty much confirmed.
Okay.
I just want to like phrase it up, because some people are probably like, oh, I don't really get this. How are you guys friends? So like, I went to the PL dinner. Thanks, PL, for inviting me. At my table, I had eight people at my table. Sitting left to me was Lazarus Telraven of CSC. Sitting to my right was one of my best friends in real life, who's a Black Legion member. Sitting across from me was a way too drunk Brave Newbies guy. there are lines that dissolve when you come to FanFest, and it doesn't matter like, what your affiliation is, who you're with. Like you have 1,200 people there that's like your crew.
If you're going to be the guy that's right, you will end up at FanFest talking and drinking with somebody who has caused you distress in-game. That is guaranteed. Statistically, it's more or less guaranteed. If you're going to bring your shitty in-game grudges, don't come.
That's right. Leave your politics at the door.
Seriously.
I have a question for you, Xander. Is like, has anyone seen any stats? Like, it's something that we did at Eve Down Under, is like what groups were represented the most, right? Like, who was the biggest group here? Like, do you reckon? I have no idea.
Honestly, probably I tell you, PL.
I would say probably PL. Yeah, so, I mean, so, there seems to have been a pretty low turnout from CFC. I was surprised at that.
Yeah, I can say between. Actually, I heard from a
actually,
guy.
Galmill would be pretty high as well.
I was comparing alliance to a coalition.
Well, I heard from a guy in SMA that SMA actually had more people here than Goonswarm Federation itself, which was interesting to me.
Yeah.
Although Goonswarm is more US based. PL had 75 at our dinner, and there's included. That's you know.
Yeah, you had
some
non-PL. We
had about 10 guests. We have about between 45 and 55 PL and Waffles in country right now. And the vast majority of which are PL this year. Last year we had 21 Waffles. It really varies.
Well, one less Waffle this year though, right?
Yeah,
yeah, we got to tell that story. Rest in peace.
But
that's
like,
a story for another day.
I think that's a story for another day.
But what I was trying to go with this is that like we've probably shat on the most amount of people in-game as a single group, right? Like there is nobody that, except for NCDOT, that we won't
and
shoot
Legion
at.
Legion of Death.
Just wait.
And XX Legion of Death, because we love those guys.
Love
more contracts.
Legion.
But like, you know what I mean? Like, we're probably the most notorious shoot everyone else in the face group, right? But we're also probably the first group of guys that will be like, "Hi, what's up? Who are you? Do you want a beer?" Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I really think that people that bring, and there are some fairly high profile issues of that happening in recent FanFests.
Well, no, like,
I'm not gonna shout out the really obvious one.
Can I speak to that? Right? Is that like? All right, I'm old school RKK. And I was there when Mittens essentially dissolved Band of Brothers, okay. Right? And this is like obviously old school history, right? Is that at a bar, Mittens walked in. And do you know what I did? I said, I shook his hand and I said, "Hey man, do you want a beer?" Right, it's, you know what I mean? It's like, no one cares. Just move on. Build your bridge. It's a computer game.
You're playing a video game for entertainment, yeah. Right? Okay, so when bad stuff happens to you in the game, like, the whole point is you're still being entertained, I guess.
Yeah.
You're still getting your content out of your game. So, like, these people you're actively choosing to engage with these people that are harassing you, if they're harassing you, you know what I mean? So, like that's what you're paying for. It's literally what you're paying for. If you can't fucking talk to that guy... Like, just don't come. Just fuck off.
I've been to a lot of meetups, like FanFest, Vegas, Eve Down Under, numerous meetups around Australia. In my travels, I've met some of the most toxic fucks in this game. You know, like people that I've seen on Reddit and other places, and I've gone like, this guy must be a massive asshole. Then you meet him in real life, you have a few beers and a bit of a chat, and the next time you see them in game, like in local or in passing or on forum, suddenly, go kill yourself has turned into, hey bro, what's up?
Yeah,
although, let me just say, I haven't actually met Blue Magier in real life yet.
That's literally exactly what I'm about to say.
He's probably the exception.
Still my second favorite poster in PO.
So no troll, I was actually just going to pile on in positive support of that.
Yeah.
I let Blue Magier stay in my apartment last fall for a DC meet. He's a well-adjusted, normal individual.
I figured as much.
Yeah, he's like he would not stick out in like a grocery store checkout line. He's like a normal dude.
I want to take it back a little bit.
Has no filter online.
I do want to take it back a little bit though. I mean, I'd say we would kind of finish talking about the negative stuff. I do want to say, like, we're painting this all to be fucking rainbows and stars and light and amazing. Like, you've got to treat all these people when you speak to them for the first time as if they could be your new best friend, right? But there are a significant percentage of EVE players that come to FanFest that really need to learn some fucking basic social skills.
And those guys
come to FanFest. I mean, you might have a stereotypical view of the average EVE player, and like most of the people here are not that guy. But there are quite a few of that guys. People shouting out in presentations and being dicks and being antisocial fucks, and it's just like, seriously, why? Just
chill
kill
out.
Yourself.
Just chill out.
And have a fucking shower, man. Seriously.
Literally,
you
I was
fat,
not kidding.
Smelly
about that.
Bastard. Yeah, have let's, a shower.
Like I can
serious, dude.
I can speak to the manners thing personally. Like, I got to tell you, like, come to this like you would go to being a guest at some, like, straight up, like you would go to being a guest at someone's house. This is Eve's house. This is Eve's family. If some family invites you over for dinner,
fucking shower.
Shower.
Wash yourself, and you smelly, smelly person.
And behave like you would there. Be open, be greeting. You know, if you're that kind of guy who wants to show up and talk shit about other alliances unironically, like, okay.
What the fuck,
but,
dude?
But don't expect.
Time for a new hobby.
But don't expect your FanFest experience to be pleasant, inclusive, or welcoming, or anywhere near as rewarding as that given and granted to by this community to those people who come here to bro out and have a good time. Yeah, or broette out. Like, ladies, have a blast here, too.
If you suck, stay home.
There are so many women here playing here. Yeah. It's so great.
And all the Valkyrie chicks are really super fucking hot.
Let's talk about the 1%.
Like, EL has a lot of hot chicks. I don't know about the rest of you guys.
Oh, sorry, I thought Nine was going to say something. Okay, we should probably wrap this up soon.
For the sake of everyone.
For the sake of everyone.
For the sake of CCP.
Whoa, 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 whoa. We've been hot dropped.
We're just being CCP or Jordan.
We have shit talk by very, very special guest.
Mimic, what was your best part
live
about
here, CCP Mimic. What's the best thing about FanFest?
Other than us.
Wow. Say loud right things here. Into this bit.
You have to say, being here with us six guys, we're the best.
All right, I have to say that it's. Weren't you talking earlier about the smell of FanFest?
it came up once or twice.
Think of it as the mask. The mask of nerds.
The basement.
True, the man. Some just really need to have a fucking wash. Serious. Right. But before, let's. We're going to wrap this up soon because I think we're upsetting all the EVE TV crew. Before we go, right? What's the one best thing from FanFest that you weren't expecting? What was the one cool thing that happened at FanFest that took you by surprise? So we're working on the table. So Nigel, go first. put you on the spot.
I'm a really bad candidate because everything surprised me since it's the first time. I mean, I went from surprise to surprise to surprise.
Okay, let's go around.
I got this. This is easy. We changed up the menu for the PL dinner this year, and instead of like full tapas style, we ended up having like a big old whale steak. That shit was delicious.
You fucking whale up. That's the shit. You're a fucking bad person.
Awesome. Greenpeace can suck it.
I've like heard amazing things about like the random food places in Reykjavik, but like where did we go last night for dinner? Then I've subsequently gone
I'll
for,
mispronounce
like, the
it, so I'll get
meals.
I'll get Mimic to say it.
We went to Klolli.
Holly.
Oh, Holly is so much better than Nonnie's.
It is.
Like,
it
honestly, is
so much yes, better is. Than Nonnie's. And anybody says otherwise, I will kill
place.
Them.
I'll take yeah. you up.
We'll take
you.
It's, like, yeah. it's right next to Nonnie's, man. It's like 50 metres away.
We'll, yeah. we'll make that. It like 5 meals in a row now.
Okay, Mimic.
I might have had Nonnie's 4 times in the last 3 days.
That's so, so. Bad. Mimic, you can do it. You can do it. What was the thing you surprised you most?
Are the player presentations, actually.
Yeah, some of them were balling as fuck. Some of them,
actual real
I really enjoyed.
Yeah, that is a real answer, right?
Blue Ices was amazing. And I tell you, the Spanky Akala, I want to give a big shout out to him because he did one on the Art of War, Sun Tzu. And everybody went to that one expecting that would be the dumbest, stupidest presentation ever. And he was brilliant. So big kudos to him. Bam, go.
The fact that I didn't get elected to CSM because clearly I was the best candidate.
Yeah, best thing. That was the yeah. best thing.
Hey,
best,
the guy sitting next to you.
That's the biggest surprise. The biggest surprise. Yeah.
No, I just like I'm going to like cast like doubt on this. Right? It's like I voted 10 times. For Bam Stoker as number one. Right? And if everybody else did that, how did he fucking lose?
Because there's no one who lives in Australia.
So for me, the best, most surprising thing that happened to FanFest, the ship spinning demo was fucking unbelievable. And if you didn't do the ship spinning demo,
confirmed.
You should probably kill yourself because it was.
Wow. Okay, Mittens. Why don't you take it down a notch?
Like, seriously.
Do turtle, but then come back to me because I need to clarify something.
Okay.
Clarify
now.
I missed this. Did you actually say the best, most surprising thing?
Yeah, I was saying the best. I was saying like the nicest.
Because not the first thing that popped into your head.
Like the most surprising, pleasant shock, you know?
Obviously, me not being elevated to, you know, space deity status was like not the best surprise.
Well, to be honest, nobody listens to you anyway, so I mean...
So. The best surprise was when I went back to Lebowski for the third time after saying that I was out and going to bed, and I still managed to find my gloves. That was the best surprise, because I thought they were fucking gone forever.
Yeah, so for me, it was the ship spinning demo, which was unbelievable. I wasn't expecting that at all, and it blew my mind. And Turtle's up last.
Dude, so the ship spinning demo was absolutely amazing. Like, I mean, just unreal, like, undescribable by words. I think the most surprising thing for me was, as a waffle, how, like, inviting and warm PL was. It just, not even to me, but to, like, people like CFC and, like, all the others. And it really, just, like, how the lines dissolved, I think, was probably the most surprising thing
the
for
hazing
me,
so. Is tonight.
I literally have not gotten drunk this whole time because I've been saving it for tonight. So
that's a terrible decision.
I had a player presentation at 3 today, so like, what was I going to do? Like, I couldn't go out last night. Like,
I'm sorry. Apothny had the Alliance panel last year and did 12 shots in an hour at dinner the night before.
Wow. So why his dick is so small?
Whoa!
It's not good for you, man.
And with that, CCP Mimic has left the building.
CCP like literally has her head in her hands right now. We're going to wrap this up. I want to thank everybody.
No, you don't.
Here. I want to thank them for tweeting on my Twitter account.
I didn't mean it, Apothny. I didn't mean it.
You're fine, buddy.
It's been a great fan fest. I'm going to send this audio. You'll probably find this audio. You'll find it on the Christmas Zebras website. You'll also find it up on, I guess, Declarations of War and on the Eve Down Under site. And big thank you to everybody that guested. Thank you. The CCP Mimic for hot dropping at the last minute.
And for having us.
A lot of us have been player presenters this week, and CCP Mimic has been amazing looking after us. So
she's paid us in food stamps.
Yeah, honestly.
literally paid us in food.
Literally beer tokens. We literally got paid in beer tokens. It was worth every penny.
You guys got paid?
Yeah.
So,
I left
yeah.
a pile of beer tokens for all of you guys.
Thank you guys for checking this episode out. Like I say, a little bit different from normal. Big shout out to Eve Bear, as always, for sponsoring Crossing Zebras.
EveDeathFest.com!
And BandDeclarations.com.
Hopefully you've enjoyed this. It's a little bit different, but it was fun to record in person. And we'll catch you next time for another episode of all our respective podcasts. But until then, fly safe!
Jeff Frater!